Hello, friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ.
Hello, 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 friends. Welcome to our show, A Dose of Hope, right here on WWDB 860 on your dial. We're so glad that you're here with us today for this episode of A Dose of Hope. It is our prayer, our intention that you will be blessed, motivated, inspired, and hopeful from the Word of God and the music we play. And so it is me. It's your girl. It's your friend. It is your sister. I'm Danielle Young. I'm the host of A Dose of Hope. And normally I would have my husband, who is our co-host, with us, but he's not feeling well today. Y'all pray for him. He's getting better, thank God. But today I have a special co-host with me, and I'm so excited for her to be here. And so I'm going to let her introduce herself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Pastor Carolyn J. Glenn, and I'm the pastor of Sanctuary Church of Bountiful Blessing.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, welcome, Pastor Glenn, Bountiful Blessings. That sounds good to me. I'm a little greedy, so when I get blessings, I want bountiful blessings. I'm just kidding. But I thank God for you being here with us, joining us for this episode of our show. And so before we get into our topic today, we always like to do a little fun icebreaker kind of deal. So today we're going to do this or that. And we're going to talk about the weather. The weather has been interesting this past week. So we've gone from some extreme low cold temperatures to some extreme high temperatures. So I'm going to ask you, Pastor Glenn, weather-wise, what do you prefer, hot or cold, winter or summer?
You left out spring.
Oh, no. We're going from one extreme to the other. We ain't getting into spring and fall. No, that's light work. We're talking about the heavy-duty stuff.
Well, see, then that, because I don't like hot.
Okay.
And I don't like too cold.
Got you.
Okay.
Okay.
What I mean.
All right. Well, you can go ahead. You can do either spring or fall, then I'll get that one to you.
Thank you. I deal better when it's a little crisp in the air, not okay. Cold.
Okay. So we're talking fall season. Autumn, nice crisp day. What are we talking?
Yeah.
Okay, what month? What month would you say is ideal or whether you like?
Well, nowadays you can't say which month now.
Okay.
but back in the day,
uh-huh,
it used to be like April, the beginning of April.
Okay.
March was kind of if.
Got you.
But April was kind of like the weather.
Oh, okay. So you're talking mm-hmm. about early spring. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. That sounds good. That's comfortable weather.
Right.
Light jacket kind of weather, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your answer. And now see, I'm different. I like the summer hot days. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, I don't like to sit in the sun. I just like the warmth. It reminds me of being on a vacation somewhere, you know, on a beach, some tropical, you know, with the little umbrella. No, I ain't going there. I'm just kidding. But anyhow, just something, fun and light and what have you. Like they say, that song, Hot Fun. In the summertime. So I prefer the warmer weather. But, you know, whatever weather we prefer, we've had a little bit of all of it in this past week, I have to say. We had the cold and rainy, right? And then we had the kind of in between for you, Pastor Glenn. And then we had the hot these past couple of days. And so this week is supposed to be pretty warm, unseasonably warm. So, but we thank God. Like the song said, it's a happy day. And any day I'm above ground, like you said, I thank God for the weather. And so we're going to talk today about a topic that's pretty familiar to everybody. We're talking about prayer. And so we're going to go into a conversation on prayer in just a few minutes. And so stay with us. After the next song, we'll be right back.
Yes, indeed.
And we are back. Thank you for staying with us. And as I mentioned before we went to our break, that we are going to be talking, our topic for the day is prayer. And what we have one who is very well-versed, very capable with us to talk about that topic, in the person of Pastor Carolyn Glenn. Pastor Glenn, I want to thank you again for joining the show today. I appreciate you being here. Pastor Glenn is a prayer warrior. She's an intercessor. And one thing that I so appreciate about her and the ministry God has given her is that she has the mantle of prayer on her life. And so if you ever need a prayer to get through, you can call on her and she's going to pray for you and she's going to pray with you. And that is what I have always loved about her down through the years. Pastor Glenn has been a pastor to me. She's been a mentor. She's been a friend. But one thing I know, that when times got tough and I needed someone to be in agreement with me in prayer, I would always call on her, and I still do. We've been, we started off at our home church together, Sanctuary Church of the Open Door, under the late Bishop Audrey F. Bronson, and we grew up in ministry there together. And then Pastor Glenn was called out to pastor at a church back in 1999. And Bishop Bronson sent me with her. So I was able to spend over 20 years with Pastor Glenn, helping her in the ministry and her pastorate at the church and that God had called her to. And when she was released from that assignment, she started her own church, which she told us earlier, Sanctuary Church of Bountiful Blessings. And I had the privilege to serve with her. And I praise God for everything that fell from the mantle, all the tutelage, that I was able to be blessed with down through the years. And one of the things I always admired most is that her prayer life. It's amazing to me how this woman, in a drop of a hat, if you ask her to pray, she's going to be able to go there. So we're going to talk to Pastor Glenn today about prayer and what it is, especially this week, because we know for most of us, many of us know, and if you don't, on May 2nd, which is the first Thursday in May, it's National Day of Prayer in the United States. And so believers all across the nation pray together. They're on one accord for a 24-hour period. That's important, that we pray, touch and agree with one another. And so the theme this year is lift up the word, light up the world. And the scripture is 2 Samuel 22, verses 29 through 31. It says, "For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him." And we thank God for his word. His word is what causes us the hope. His word is what reveals his promises, and God puts his word above his name. And so for just a little while, we're going to talk with Pastor Glenn and hear her, what she has to say about prayer, starting with first question. Pastor Glenn, in your opinion, what is prayer?
Prayer is a dialogue. It's a communication where you talk to God and God talks to you. It's a way of pouring out your feelings, a way of telling God your innermost hurts, what your needs are. Matter of fact, you could say anything, talk to God about any area of your life, just like you would talk to a good girlfriend, mm-hmm. or a good boyfriend, mm-hmm. or your husband or wife. You could talk to God that way, because he is your father, and we call him Abba Father, which that's what we have, a father and son and daughter relationship. Mm. So it's a communication between you and God.
I love that answer. And you said it's a dialogue. Diet meaning two. So that's a two-way street. And that's what communication is. Communication involves two things. We talk, of course, and then we listen, you know, and God hears us. He listens to us. We got to make sure that we're listening to him. Back in the day, Pastor, you know, Bishop Bronson used to say, God is speaking, the preacher is preaching, but is anybody listening? And the scripture says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So we know that prayer involves speaking and listening. So talk to us about the power of prayer, Pastor Glenn.
Prayer is so powerful that the enemy don't want you to know the worth of it. If we learn how to pray more and complain less, we would get a lot done in the world. The power of prayer, you can change nations. You can change situations. You can change attitudes, disposition. You can change the atmosphere. You can change your surroundings with the power of prayer.
Well, definitely appreciate that, because, you know, I don't know about anybody else. And the theme for this this week's National Day of Prayer is lift up the word, light up the world. And, you know, we're living in some dark times, some difficult times. But the scripture lets us know, we let our light shine before others. They're going to see it, and God's going to get the glory. We need to, we want to be beacons of light in the darkness. But the reality is, as people are saying, life is lifing. It gets hard. You know, life is difficult. But when we have a relationship and a connection with God, we know him as our Savior and our Lord. And also we have that open line of communication, as Pastor Glenn talked about, that no matter what's going on, we can talk to God about it. And she said, prayer changes things. You can change your environment. You can change your situation. You can change attitudes. You can change self, because sometimes people are not going to change. Sometimes situations are not going to change, but we can change our outlook on the things that are going on around us. And so thank you. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Glenn. And now we want to, I want to ask you about why it's necessary for believers to pray.
Well, in praying, believers to pray, it keeps us in tune with the Father. It keeps us in tune with the Spirit of God. And when you're in tune with the Spirit of God, at any given time that God speaks, you be able to hear it, because you have that opening ear. You're familiar with his voice. You're familiar with him speaking. Prayer is essential because it sets up our day, because it tells us in the Word of God. I don't know the address right now, but it tells us to command our morning. And when you get up first thing in the morning and you pray and you ask God, God, I want to command my morning, and tell what you want to see done that morning according to his word, it will be done that way. You know, I get up every morning and I say, Lord, I take, for instance, myself. I get up and I say, Lord, I'm coming. I'm coming and I'm commanding my morning according to what you have said. And I commanded that I want to see love, joy, peace, blessings upon blessings upon blessings, mercy, signs, wonders, and miracle. And I do have to say, every day has been a blessed day. Hallelujah. And I thank God that I have heard miracles every day. I have seen God's signs and wonders of him working in the lives of people and situations, how he has turned things around, you know. And you just have to get up with that mindset. I'm not going to accept the negative. I'm going to receive the positive. And you draw that to yourself. You set your atmosphere, you know, you set your aura around you. and the positive words that you send out in the atmosphere and in the stratosphere will come back to you. Your words draw words, and your words are spirit, and they create light. So the life and death is in the power of your tongue, and what you speak out in prayer, that's what you'll see.
Amen. I love that. Commanding your morning, starting your day off with prayer, thanking God for letting you see another day. We don't take anything for granted. And one thing that we know, the word says, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies we see. And so we want to use them in the right way. So like yes. Pastor said, we could command our day, our morning, and that's in Job. It's in actually Job 38. It says, have you commanded the morning since your days began? So God, listen, it's God's will for us to speak to our day and set it in order according to his will and his purpose for our lives. And so I appreciate what you shared. I want to ask you, Pastor Glenn, talking about prayer and going to God. So sometimes we have a prayer, we have someone we're praying for, something that we're praying about, and we go to God once and you know, we might go to him twice, and then we'll go again, and you know, we go to him on numerous occasions about that same thing. And then we may hear someone say, oh, that's not necessary. You know, you can't go to God. Don't question God. You don't need to go that many times. What do you say to that person who's dealing with that?
I say to them, don't listen to what they say. because I'm going to give you an example. Now, when you go to the gym, when you walk in the door of the gym, and you do one exercise, or you may do two exercises, you don't see the muscles right away. You don't see the weight lose, vanish right away. You don't see your shape being changed right away. It takes diligently. It takes consistency of working out and putting the time in. And then you'll develop the muscle, the strength, the tenacity to do, and you'll see your body shaping to where you want it, and the muscles being able to pick up or carry or walk as long as you want. But it didn't happen overnight. So it's just like prayer. You know, we get so caught up that God is a right now God. Yes, he is. He's a right now God. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just have to wait. You can't hurry him. So you keep going to him and you keep praying about the same thing until God give you the release. And when you feel the release, you're going to know it, because the next time you go into prayer to pray, you'll find yourself not praying about that anymore. And you'll find yourself, wow, he already did that. Okay, so you can check that off your prayer list. So you kindly continue to go there until you get the release or you see the results. That's where the body of Christ has fallen short. We do not pray until we get results. We hit something once. We may hit it twice. We may hit it three times in the name of Jesus Christ, and we don't do it no more. But it's still there. And we'll go and pray about everything else and still leave that there. And if you don't deal with it, later on it's going to deal with you. So continue to pray for that certain thing until you find the release or God release you from it.
Amen. I appreciate that. You reminded me when you were talking of the scripture, the parable of the unjust judge in Luke. And that woman went to the judge, and she said she was a widow. So she went to that judge and asked her to ask the judge to avenge her from her adversary. You know, this individual did me wrong. And the judge, being an unjust judge, didn't want to hear it. and dismissed her. But however, she did not give up. She kept going back. She kept going. I need you to do something. I need you to advocate for me. I need you to make a decision on my behalf. And it's the language in that scripture. It said, you know what? You're wearing me out, woman. You're driving me crazy. I'm going to go ahead. And it doesn't compare God necessarily to an unjust judge, but it's saying if this unjust judge, you know, once you have gone so many times and can give you a favorable response, we know our Heavenly Father, we can trust him to give us, well, I'll say this, his will be done, you know, yeah. And that's important. So thank you so much for that response. Well, friends, that's our show for today. I want to thank our special guest, co-host, Pastor Carolyn Glenn, for joining us and for sharing such excellent information on prayer. Trust me, we will have a part two of this conversation on next Tuesday. Hope you can join in. In the meantime and in between time, if you would like to follow Pastor Glenn, she has a prayer line 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the number is 848-220-3300. And the passcode is 987-9297. Thank you all for joining us today. We never want to leave without extending the invitation to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord. Remember the ABCs of salvation. Admit that you've done wrong. Believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave. And confess and choose Jesus as your Savior and Lord. And you are saved. So our prayer for you is that the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
To God,
call my name.